In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Friday it is today. This one is the 12th of August. Glad, as always, you could be with us, everybody. Yes, I know this is not your typical August, and it is certainly not your typical election. So we're just going to run with it. Here to dissect the 5 days gone by are Catherine Rampell from The Washington Post, John Carney from The Wall Street Journal. They are both in our studios in New York. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
Catherine, obviously the big economic news of the week, the two speeches from Mr. Trump and Secretary Clinton. I was struck, and I would be curious to get your feedback about the differing ways those speeches tell us about the candidate's economic policy. Mr. Trump, broad brushstrokes at best. Secretary Clinton, virtually a bulletized line item speech.
I agree with that to an extent. I think that Hillary Clinton's speech was very much a political speech, though. It wasn't so much laying out new policy. She summarized a lot of the policies that she has already presented, some in depth, some in less depth, over the last few months. But it was a political speech. You know, she was trying to contrast her vision with Trump's, her personality with Trump's. A lot of the speech was dedicated to talking about how he had, you know, reportedly shafted lots of workers and contractors, how he wasn't in favor of the little guy, in her words. So, yes, there was a laundry list of policy requests, but I think she spun it a little bit differently than that.
John, your sense?
I thought that I agreed with you in that I did think she tried to have a lot more policies that she was going to talk about. And I think that was actually part of the intentional contrast with Trump. Trump did, you know, try to talk, you know, big picture and didn't have, you know, promised lots of details on his website later. But and so I think Clinton was trying to say, I'm really different than that guy.
Yeah, for a speech that Mr. Trump had promised us would be the detail speech, he said we'll have the details in a couple of weeks a whole bunch of times. Catherine, Trump talked about bringing back coal and steel jobs. Secretary Clinton talked about, and she was standing at a high-tech manufacturing place. She talked about advanced manufacturing in this country. This is going to sound pejorative, but it's not meant to be. Mr. Trump seems to be looking backwards economically, Secretary Clinton, to the future.
Well, they were. We should also know that both speeches were in Michigan, and I'm sure that's no accident, right? Yep. There are a lot of manufacturing workers there who have been laid off, who are looking for the next thing, who are hoping that their jobs will come back in some form or another. I do think that there's a pretty interesting, nuanced contrast between what Trump was offering and what Hillary Clinton was offering, and that Trump basically is saying we're going to turn it back to the good old days when you had, you know, lots of subsectors of manufacturing here that have since gone abroad or have been automated virtually out of need for labor or need for similar amounts of labor. Mm-hmm. And Hillary Clinton was instead talking about, well, we need to be thinking about clean energy manufacturing, advanced manufacturing, the cutting edge, which, you know, in my view, I think is a bit more forward looking, but it also kind of glosses over the fact that those kinds of jobs are probably not going to call for the same types of skills that laid off manufacturing workers have. So it's not clear that actually the people who are expressing so much frustration in this election about their economic situation, about being laid off, are actually going to benefit as much as a lot of sort of the new class of workers.
And there will not be, John, as many of those new manufacturing jobs as there were that it took to mine the coal or you know, make the steel. I mean, you had a whole riff on productivity and what kinds of jobs we're going to have.
That's right. If you think about it, one of the things that we just saw this week was that the productivity of the American worker actually fell for the third quarter in a row. That hasn't happened since the 1970s. It's very bad. You need productivity to increase if people are going to be better off in the future than they are today. And one of the reasons for that is that a lot of the jobs people have taken in this recovery just produce a lot less value in the economy than the jobs they had beforehand. And specifically, manufacturing and mining are some of the most productive jobs that you could have in the economy, which is why, even though they were emphasizing different kinds of manufacturing, both of them are saying they want manufacturing. And I would put a little different spin. Trump is saying, like, look, we have guys who used to build stuff here. If we could bring those jobs back, then, you know, those guys could do those jobs again. Hillary Clinton's talking a little bit science fiction. These are jobs that don't exist and that we don't know necessarily will exist. You know, how many clean energy people, you know, do we really need? And what kind of degree do you have to be able to successfully manufacture a solar panel that can sit on a car?
And we just don't know and won't know for a while. John Carney at the Wall Street Journal, Catherine Rempel at the Washington Post. Thanks to you both.
Thanks, Kai.
Have a great weekend.
All right.